Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom Prediction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on?
Hi, Neil. We've got a show today. The title is The Best Slave is the Slave Who Thinks He Is Free. Now, Saul Alinsky died about 43 years ago, but his writings influence those in political control of our nation today. Do you recall that Hillary Clinton did her college thesis on his writings, and President Obama writes about him in his books? Saul Alinsky died at Carmel by the Sea, June 12, 1972. His books were Rules for Radicals and Reveal for Radicals. Now, I want to give you something from Saul Alinsky. There are 8 levels of control that must be obtained before you are able to create a social state. All 8 rules are currently in play. The first is the most important. Rule 1, healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people. 2, poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. 3, debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you're able to increase taxes and this will produce more poverty. 4, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you're able to create a police state. 5, welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives: food, housing, income. 6, education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. 7, religion. Remove the belief in God from the government and schools. And 8, class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent and it will be easier to take the taxes from the wealthy to support the poor. My question, does any of this sound like what is happening in the United States? Anyone out there think that this stuff isn't happening today? Alinsky merely simplified Vladimir Lenin's original scheme for world conquest by communism under Russian rule. Stalin described his converts as useful idiots. The useful idiots have destroyed every nation in which they have seized power and control. It is presently happening at an alarming rate today in the United States. If people can read this and still say everything is just fine, they are useful idiots. It is difficult to free fools from the chains they revere. Neil, that's quite shocking, isn't it, that our country is going through the same 8 rules that the communist government proposed back years ago?
It's crazy because every one of them has hit, every one of them, in a matter of 10 months, every one of them. And before it was like that, but to this point, to the level that it's happened in such a short period of time is unbelievable.
Well, I think that we as patriots need to stand up and stop some of these 8 things, don't you?
Well, I agree. As freedom of this country, and I think people are at the ballot box, it's going to depend on the midterm elections and what things change, because a lot of people who are independents or Democrats are going to vote a different place for sure. They're going to vote a different, you know, party because of what's happened to the party that they thought they voted for or the independents have voted for. Because if you're going to go this level, you're going to be like Europe or worse than Europe. And it's going to be, it's going to have to be in the ballot box for the history of what our country's brought to the table.
Well, it's a scary proposition, Neil. And I hope that the people that are listening to this podcast today will forward it on to all their family and friends and associates and business partners so that we can get more people to stand up against what looks like is coming down the pike. And the address there is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. You spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no caps and no spaces. Thanks, Neil.
All right, that was Freedom From Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below Surface, and Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.